Town of Morrell, Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, 7 p.m.
From the narrative is that it actually sits back a couple of feet from the face of the house.
Right.
So it's, the house is actually closer to the road as an existing structure than the new structure will be too. So in terms of the overall character, you know, it's not really a degradation, I guess you'd say, right? It's almost in keeping in character with what's there. So
there's not a lot of houses down there, and there's certainly no developments.
Correct.
Yeah, there's really not a residential character to that neighborhood per se.
It's more like the lot character.
Right.
The property thing.
It's more open space, and as you might expect in the
R5. Right.
I grew up across the river from you. I know they watched the flooding every year.
Yeah.
I think it's better now.
It wasn't too bad, but in the fall, it rained very hard for a while, and it came up very close to where, you know, the leach field is.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Any correspondence from any neighbors?
No, we did a properly noticed hearing, published and noticed to the neighbors within 500 feet. We got no written correspondence, no emails, any correspondence of any kind.
There's no seeker required in this.
Yep, it's type 2.
I don't know. We have a whole lot of questions.
No, I think Ron's point in terms of the layout, in terms of the overall aesthetics, is a key point as well, too.
Further discussion. Would you pull the board, please?
Justin Farrell.
Yes.
Ron Zimmer.
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons.
Yes.
And Gerhard Engel.
Yes. Okay. Where are you?
You're all set.
You're aware, Mr. McGreevy, of a building permit for that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
I'll be over soon.
Okay.
Appeal number 862 for special use. The applicant is seeking to conduct a home occupation in the form of private life counseling service at property 1597 West River Road in Town Hall. The conduct of the service is in the form of counseling clients from within the existing dwelling on the parcel. The R5 district in which the parcel is located requires that the home occupation uses are subject to issuance of a permit for special use from the town zoning board of appeals. Okay. And you are?
I am Steve Van Dixor.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've conducted a life coaching practice for about 5 years. I have an office in Glens Falls looking to do it out of my home. Located just across the road from Mr. McGreevy, so it's a busy place down there on West River Road right now. When I bought the property, it had two curb cuts on it. We've allowed one part of the driveway to grass in. We've created a parking area on the north side of the property. What I would end up doing, granted this, is to open up that other curb cut, basically just lay some gravel where there already is some gravel there, just underneath the grass, and use that exterior door to access the front porch. I think that's on the picture there. So.
And that curb cut already exists, so that's not going to be subject to any highway access permit or anything like that. It's already there.
And do we have any comments to make?
It was properly noticed and published. We did not get any comments from any neighbors, any of any kind, written or electronically.
Nor did the neighbor that was just here have anything to offer.
He's going to help me take out the lilac bush.
I know that lilac bush. I've seen that.
So how big a parking lot do you envision?
Well, what I want to be able to do is just make it so that at any given point there should be a maximum of two cars. One person in session and another person waiting. So there would only be two cars there at any given point in time. What I want to do is be able to have a place where two cars can park, but also create a small turnaround so that they can exit the property forward rather than backing out onto West River Road. So we'll make it as small as we can and accomplish those purposes.
Is that kind of typical for what you see at Glens Falls today? Usually two cars, roughly. Somebody's there, somebody's waiting.
Yeah, right now I have an office that has a shared parking lot. I typically only have one person in a session. Sometimes I do a couple.
Okay.
But, I only see 10 people a week.
Yeah.
This isn't like 40.
I would think you'd be a lot busier.
Well, okay, yeah.
I could be busier, but I have another job. Okay. But so, I see about 10 sessions, 10 clients a week.
That's a great, I guess, lead-in question then. And I think in one of the notes it said that you usually are 8 to 8 in terms of hours.
Yeah.
Is that Monday through Friday?
It's typical. I meet clients all different sorts of times, but I'm putting those parameters on it. I don't meet anybody before 8 o'clock in the morning, and I've never met with somebody later than 8.
Because that's one of the things that we might ask of you is, would we be able to help you put some parameters on it, as part of this review?
I don't need that.
But we might.
Sure.
In terms of,
if you put those parameters on it, I'll abide by those.
Okay.
I don't think it's really a hardship to any of my neighbors, though, honestly.
We just want to help make sure it stays like that, so you don't have any adverse feelings, so to speak.
Right.
Okay.
And I think you said 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday, is that correct?
I didn't see that.
I was thinking back around. Do you do a lot of weekend?
No.
More of the convenience of the client?
Only if somebody needs it as fast. Then I'll kind of accommodate my schedule. I work Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays at Glens Falls Hospital.
Okay.
So I'm kind of boxed into, I have kind of a limited schedule, limited availability, so I might do something on a Saturday every once in a while, but not regularly.
I can't think of, other than traffic, coming and going of clients, I can't think of much.
Special use permits relating to home occupations, it's a matter of the operations of whatever occupation is being proposed. And this is a service-based business, so you're right. It's clients coming and going, and that's really it. There's no delivery of materials. There's no product being made.
You're not planning on putting up any signage?
I'll put up one small sign. I think I'm limited to 3 square feet.
Yes, the code does limit the square footage of the sign. I think that's correct. It's 1x3 or 1x2, something like that.
So they can find the driveway.
That's right.
Well, and it has to be on the house.
I didn't see that.
It has to be on the house itself.
And I think you're right. It's a wall sign only. It's not a pedestal sign.
Okay. Thanks, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
We ask these questions when it comes to home occupancy because a few of us up here that have been tested, we had a run for our money in the past on home occupancy. So we like to make sure that we are all on the same page.
Yeah.
Going forward, we had one that I think dragged out 6 months. Totally different from what you're doing, but you know, with home occupancy, I personally want to make sure that it's we're understanding what you are looking to do, and you from a standpoint of the town as well. Because like Ron was saying, we don't want to get into a scenario where you take off and everybody wants a moment of your time, and then you have, you know, 8, 9, 10 cars out of there out there too. So we want to make sure that there's a balance there.
Plus, the other thing too is that while we look at each application on its own, right, for its own merit, rest assured that everything we do does help set precedent, right? So we try to, you know, help make sure that we're providing a good cadence for other applicants that might come forward too.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this clearly is a home occupation.
Oh, yes.
So there's no issue about that.
Exactly.
Now, do you expect to have any employees?
No.
No secretary, no appointments person, no associates?
No.
So to Scott's point, and I think where you're going with this, one readily enforceable element here might be to limit the size of the parking area. So that is a... If you come up with a dimensional, you know, agreement with Mr. Van Dixhorn here, that's something we can verify out in the field at the time of, permit here, or we can have Matt or Pete go out and check to make sure that the gravel area is of the dimension that's specified.
Do you?
So we can limit cars that way.
So help educate me then. In this case, does it require a building permit or only the
no, issues? No, but it
but this will be
it,
part
it,
of
if
it.
If you have conditions, we can send Matt or Pete out as a follow-up to make sure the conditions are
got
being
it.
Fulfilled.
And I want to say, you know, we're certainly not looking to impose any additional, conditions for the sake of conditions.
Right.
To Ron's point, it's just, it is precedent setting. We just want to make sure that we have a clear understanding. If you say you're going to have a couple cars, you see 10 a week, that, you know, it's not going to change. I mean, I'd like you to grow the business, but we need to kind of have an idea of what that might look like, and
sure.
If maybe it's enough for 3 cars, who knows, but...
Well, the overriding concern here is the integrity of the residential neighborhood,
right.
And the character of the neighborhood.
That's important,
right.
Especially since the parking lot's in the front. It's right there, so...
That's the overriding concern.
I apologize. I normally try to get out to each applicant's site and location, and I wasn't able to. Are all of your neighbors okay? Have you spoken to neighbors?
I have not. The only person I've spoken to is Tom. Tom's across the road and down probably, I don't know, he must be 350 feet.
So you don't have a lot of people close?
It's really not a neighborhood suburban sense.
There's not even line of sight.
Yeah.
Really to it.
Good.
Okay. Mostly just driving by.
It is, yeah.
South of me, there is an entrance to Eva Brown's property, and there is a business there, landscaping, maintenance, property maintenance business that operates out of her barns there. North of me, there's one neighbor, and he's, again, not even in line of sight to that side of the house. Mm-hmm.
So even if there was a, and I'm hesitant to even bring this up, but if there was a disturbance or somebody was, having a crisis, it would be, less likely to be a potential escalating into something that could affect a neighbor. And I'm not trying to pass judgment on anybody. That's not my intent.
Right.
Just
honestly,
just
you see my house more clearly for Route 4. Washington County, then you see it really from either side.
That's all right. That's a whole other county.
No, I'm serious. I'm just telling you.
We don't care what they
see. Route 4.
Now it's coming to me where this is, so I apologize. Like I said, I normally try to get out and just kind of eyeball things at least.
Jim, have you been by here? Do you know this?
I looked in the area of photograph.
Do you have a recommendation in terms of a gravel size?
I think if he's asking for a, and I think that's appropriate, I'd actually prefer to have the turnaround. Same entry out. So if you have a graveled area here of maybe 24, 28 feet in width, you know, for two cars to park side by side, a single lane turnaround, you know, of maybe 12 or 15 feet in width, and then a single lane, you know, exit and entry into the drive. The width of the driveway is already there. It's a pre-existing driveway.
Yeah.
So the access point is there. It doesn't have to be made or permitted or anything like that. It'd just be really this entry drive in to these two parking spaces and a turnaround.
And I love that idea just from the simple standpoint of it's numbers. You're the resident, you back out every day, a couple times a day, but once you start putting more people in, the potential for an accident goes up, so I love the idea of being able to...
We don't back out.
Well, that's what I mean. I like the idea of being able to drive right out.
So what would you suggest for dimensions of a parking lot?
Well, not to interrupt you, but if you're asking for 20 by 50. Am I reading this right?
No. I don't think so. Did I put that on there?
A 20 by 50 park turnaround area would be created in proximity to the southwest corner of the house.
I saw that too, but Jim didn't comment on it. That's why I wasn't sure if he was okay with that or if he...
Well, it's kind of a discussion here.
Okay.
I don't want to hem the guy in, you know, wonder what he was thinking, but all I want to establish is a dimensional, or dimensions on the parking area that we can go out and check. So if it's 20 by 50, if that seems appropriate, but I don't know, but whatever the dimensions are, so we'll go out and follow up.
Agreed. Is there a problem with 20 by 50?
I have a hard time.
I'm looking at page 3.
Yeah, I see that. Thanks. I think when I put this in, it was basically trying to give myself some parameters, you know, some... As I thought about it, the way I would design it, if it was approved, would be to basically create a cross kind of look. So you go in, one car could park straight ahead, another car could park to the right. Either, no matter where anybody parked, they would have a place to back and then turn around. Rather than making like a two car here and somebody parks in the middle of it, now we're kind of shot ourselves in the foot.
I like it.
I mean, again, this is what we say. You're out there, you've got the room. If you're telling us 20 by 50 works for you and you have that existing, I don't have it.
It's kind of like your
request.
Kind of like your area of disturbance, but the 20 by 50 might be more than like a cross or a T.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Side,
yeah.
Right. Correct.
Which makes good sense.
Yeah. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just to recap here, usually sees 10 people or fewer per week. Hours of operation are 8 to 8, and the days of that operation are Monday through Saturday or Friday. Or
you said no weekends?
I don't typically do weekends.
Right.
If somebody's in a crisis, I do see
right.
them.
Right.
But I don't really see a lot of crisis folks, you know.
I didn't mean to imply, I've got to be honest. And,
no,
I just
said.
So Monday through Friday, then.
Does that work?
We're not gonna. I don't think anybody's gonna notice whether it's your car or a friend visiting.
I don't want to limit.
Actually, the kind of service is often could be utilized on a weekend. Somebody works Monday through Friday themselves.
Yeah, and I'd like you to have the option to do so if you choose. I don't want to, put something in writing that limits you to strictly Monday through Friday, technically.
Could you do Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 5, or something like that? Talk to Seth.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I just don't know what my client load is always going to be. You know, right now I see 10 or less clients a week. I'm working full-time.
But
2 years from now, I may go part-time and want to grow my business.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If down the road you have a client who comes to you and says, I'd really like to work with you, I could use your help. You'd like them, and I can only do it on Saturdays.
Yeah, I would want to take them on.
Room on a Friday.
And I don't think, I would like to have some room to be able to kind of
Saturday,
flexibility.
8 to 5?
Yeah. Well, I don't see any reason why it can't be 8 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8.
In today's world, people do things on Saturday, so it's not going to cause any.
Now,
the issue is traffic.
And just so you're aware, because I think you seem like a pretty responsible person, if there's need to change this, you can come back to the board. This is not locked in forever. You can always come back for a revision or amendment and have this updated.
That'd be a good problem.
It's helpful.
I didn't
I don't know.
Realize that. That makes me feel better about it. We don't need to iron out every last detail. But certainly don't want to put any restrictions that might potentially down the road cause a problem for you.
And we I asked about employees. I mean, you can have one employee at home. So if you need a clerk or something.
Yeah, I don't anticipate that. I'm a DBA. I didn't file it as an LLC. I don't anticipate having employees.
Okay, so no employees.
Thanks.
And do you sell anything?
Do not.
Do you... you give anything away? Do you have materials you give away or anything like that?
I recommend certain resources. They buy them themselves.
Okay. And you're not storing them?
No.
I can't really think of much else. Special use permits are always make me a little nervous, but not in this particular. They're different. Yeah.
But I think home occupations are nice if you get it. If it's as simple as this.
I have a certain small engine repair guy I'd like to.
the other thing is that just in terms of locations and height of all buildings, it does say in the staff notes that nothing has changed, no exterior modifications proposed. But as I understand it, you're going to put a deck on.
There are stairs on that particular end, that particular doorway, and so I would get a building permit and put a 5x5 deck, just so that it's safer for people coming in and out of that egress.
And that's fine. I don't have a problem. It's good.
Thoughtful. Yep, I like that.
Okay. We don't have seekers. We've covered the public, so close the public hearing. We covered everything here, the sign.
If you refer to it in your approving resolution, just a sign in compliance with the code, that'll do it.
Yeah, because on your note, on number 14, it said no signs were proposed.
Yeah, that was new to me.
Look, that would be one that we changed right there.
Yep.
Sign in compliance with the code. And that small... deck would have a ramp too, is that what you were thinking?
No, just stairs. Stairs and railings.
Got it.
And one other thing, there's no parking on the public right-of-way. In other words, any overflow you'd have to kind of accommodate on your driveway.
Right. Okay.
So that's understood.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend anybody park on not right there.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Just think of the balloon festival, right?
Yeah. Have we covered everything, folks?
Think so, Jim, is there anything else that you...
Nope. That does it for me.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve this application.
With conditions that would need the parking lot would be described.
With the conditions of the dimensions.
Do you want me to go through them? We'll discuss in case we miss one.
Yeah.
So I have hours of operation would be limited to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No employees on site. A parking area of up to 20 by 50 gravel in dimension. A 5x5 entry deck would be built. A sign may be placed in compliance with the town sign code, and no parking on the West River roadway.
Correct.
Second.
Any further discussion? Now, Jim, I mean, I guess, like, first of all, even if you want an employee, you can always come back, I suppose. But, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be automatic, but it's kind of part of the town code that you can have. Okay, would you hold the board, please?
Justin Fair.
Yes.
Ron Fitzsimmons.
Yes.
Scott Fitzsimmons.
Yes.
And Gerhard Enhoff.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you very much. I'd like to just add that I thought the building department did a great job in terms of helping me with submitting this application.
Thank you.
So I want to say thanks, Jim.
Well, sure.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves, so I appreciate that. But he's only got like one more meeting, so if you bake or if you want to, you know, give him a scratch off, anything.
Yes, I do want to formally announce to the board I'm retiring May 10th.
I'm not going to make the motion.
You can talk to other people, but I'm not.
I rarely voted no on a motion. I vote for those motions that Jim is not allowed to. The motion does not carry.
Well, there's going to be a mutiny then.
We'll see you in June.
But there is good news on the replacement front. Town board did an excellent job, and they put out a notice. We got a couple resumes, and we got an excellent candidate selected. He is the current zoning administrator and planner for the town of Bolton, New York. And prior to that, he was he did some work in the town of Clifton Park in their planning and zoning office, which is a very active town.
Yeah.
So. I know, because I've filled in the zoning administrator capacity in Bolton from time to time when they've had people out sick or they were between people. And I've worked with Josh. His name is Josh Westfall. He'll be here at the April meeting because I'm retiring May 10th. He's starting April 15th, so we're going to have 3 weeks of transition and overlap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very pleased with that hire. He's got a nice demeanor. You have to have a certain. Most of the success of doing this job is having a proper demeanor and attitude.
Oh, sure.
So
I would agree.
I imagine there are people in Bolton that are hard to get along with too.
Oh, every community's got them. But when you have a summer vacation tourism town, that adds an extra dimension. Oh, trust me. I ran into it in Queensbury when I was up there in Cleverdale and Rockhurst and all that. Lake people are a special breed.
Yeah.
But not to sell your technical expertise short either. I feel like that's been very helpful to me personally, so I appreciate that. Your demeanor, certainly, but also your technical knowledge and your willingness to listen to others, so I appreciate it.
And I speak, from the other side of the pancake, as well from the planning board side, that Jim was wildly helpful to me, especially I slid into the hot seat as a chairperson when God bless Peter, but he fell ill, right? So
yeah.
I had seen Peter in action for many meetings, but it's different when all of a sudden you're in that chair, and Jim was beyond helpful for me too. So
Peter and I met Jim a few times.
Oh yeah,
came on.
Yeah.
That was good.
So.
Very useful, very valuable.
100%. We're only picking on you because we're jealous.
I've always tried to treat this as a service to the community. And nothing gives me more gratification when, like, I had a couple instances where an elderly couple comes in and they're trying to they want to give some property to their son or their grandson or something like that. And helping them through that process. It's very, very gratifying.
No, it's to do that. A lot of anxiety,
it's,
right?
It's potentially life changing.
Yeah,
it's not insignificant.
It's the real property is your most valuable asset.
Right. And that's it.
And they come in very fearful and apprehensive and anxious and
Because somebody's going to be out to get them.
No, we're actually here to help. And I've actually, you know, you can make advice on design, you know, the subdivision, think through their goals for their property and what they want to achieve. And I find people really appreciate
it. Here to help people don't buy that.
No, they leave the office with a lot different, you know, attitude than when they came in.
Right. So. Do we have anything on the agenda for next month yet?
Jim
said that because he's retiring that he might give us a gift.
A ham sandwich.
No, nothing yet. We had the McGreevy application came in early for this month, so I knew it was, we had a March meeting, but nothing for April yet. But as you know, that's always subject to change.
Yeah.
Well, we are German. Sure. Put all those nice things about Jim on the record.
Yes.
Okay, I worked hard.
Fifth wheel 12 months a year.
Wow.
And so they've They booked the site down on the Keys. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're in South Carolina. Then they come up here in the summer at a site, site's up here. But I don't know if I could do that. That's a little drastic. I like that home base. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, hopefully we see you next month.
Yes, hopefully. Here. If we don't, enjoy retirement.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll see you.
That's what my husband wanted to do, is buy a camper and live in it. And I was like, absolutely not.
No, I couldn't. I wouldn't mind a couple months.